This WBEZ podcast is supported by the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Suicide is a topic that hides in the shadows. It's time we talk away the dark, learn how to spot the warning signs for suicide, and how you can have an open, caring, real conversation to help save lives. Visit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention to watch the new short film and learn more at afsp.org/talkawaythedark.
Think on your feet for our Fast and Curious 5K, a one-of-a-kind race hosted by WBEZ and the Chicago Sun-Times on Saturday, July 27th at Humboldt Park. More info and early bird registration at wbez.org/events.
This is the Reset Podcast. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Jennifer Aguilar grew up just a block from the massive arch that welcomes visitors to Chicago's Little Village neighborhood. She ran a small candy shop out of her parents' apartment, and she'd sell to other kids in the neighborhood. And that entrepreneurial spirit stayed with her all her life. This week, Jennifer was named the executive director of the Little Village Chamber of Commerce. That group works to enhance and grow local and bilingual businesses in Little Village. The area exceeds $900 million worth of tax revenue annually, making the commercial corridor second only to Michigan Avenue in Chicago. We sat down with Jennifer to discuss her top priorities for the job. Congrats on the new role. How are you feeling?
Very excited. This is...
Still pinching yourself?
I am. It's a very full circle moment for me, as you mentioned. You know, I grew up just around the corner from the Arch and had my own candy store. And now I'm in this position to be able to help small businesses in our community.
Yeah. You've also spent time as a member of the group's board of directors about 6 years or so. So what is it like working for the group that you know has supported your community ever since you were a kid?
Oh, it's an incredible honor for me. Just the work that the organization does to provide support for small businesses and the involvement that they have to make sure that they're successful just gives me, you know, hope and excitement to be part of such a group now, especially in a leadership role.
Yeah. Are there anecdotes that you've seen over the years, like ways in which they've really touched local businesses?
Yes, yes. You know, we've been involved a lot to help small businesses apply for any grants and any help from the state and the city. And, you know, Ositos Tap is named one of the best bars in Chicago and number 33 in the world, I believe.
Nice.
And they received the Neighborhood Opportunity Grant to start this business. And the chamber was an integral part to making it happen.
How would you describe the Little Village neighborhood and how it's changed over the years?
For me, it still feels, you know, like very Mexican. It's like a typical town in Mexico where everybody knows each other. Mm-hmm. People help each other. You know, there's a strong sense of community. And when it comes to business, it's the same. You know, that is basically what we're known for. As you mentioned, only second to Michigan Avenue, which,
right,
you know,
it's a big deal.
It is. And we think now that we may be in the running for the first place because of the changes that have been happening throughout the pandemic. Little Village has managed to stay strong. Small businesses, you know, were able to stay open.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're flourishing more than ever.
The Chamber of Commerce, though, has been without a leader since last summer. What would you say, Jennifer, are some of the biggest issues that you're facing now coming into this role?
Yes, I think there was a big disconnect because of the lack of leadership for that period of time with the community and what they were needing from the chamber, what type of support they needed from us. And don't get me wrong, the team that stepped up to cover during that time, they did the best that they could. They threw on our largest event, the Mexican Independence Parade.
Mm-hmm.
Just two people did it. So I think, you know, they did the best that they could and did an amazing job. But I think more when it comes to connecting with the community and really addressing the needs. And in those cracks, I think, was the entire discount mall situation, which, you know, was the first thing that I was faced with when I started.
Well, why don't we give our listeners, because we did talk about it here on Reset recently, that we're talking about the displacement of Little Village Discount Mall vendors. But give us the backstory there for folks who may not have heard that conversation. Talk maybe about the significance of that mall and how the vendors became displaced.
Yes, the mall has been, the discount mall had been around in Little Village for about 35 years. And it was a hub of small business incubators. That's what we called them. You know, many of them had various booths, not just one. It was generational at this point, and it was a huge source of tourism for Little Village. People from all over the Midwest came to get their Mexican goods and they would start their journey on 26th Street at the discount mall.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I believe during the midst of the pandemic, there was the news that land where the mall was located was sold to a developer. And, you know, in between the mess that was the pandemic and the chaos and panic, we focused mostly on providing help, financial assistance, and helping small businesses inside the mall apply mm-hmm. for grants and microloans and all sorts of financial aid. But that, you know, actually facing the issue of displacement didn't come until early this year.
Yeah, I mean, and there's a challenge business owners are facing, which is, you know, rising commercial rent, right? Why is that happening exactly, Jennifer? And how are you looking to support those businesses through that?
Yes, well, you know, I hate to say it, but...
Is it just because the cost of everything is going up
it is.
Right now?
It is. You know, we talk to our small businesses very often. We just did... a round of the Back to Business grant with the state. So we were walking the corridor and listening to people's experiences and their needs. And they expressed that everything's going up. Just owning a business in Little Village, and even outside of Little Village, it's getting really expensive. A bakery, you know, had to pay so much money for eggs at the beginning of the year that mm-hmm. it wasn't even worth it anymore.
Wow.
And now that things are getting a little better, you know, they're able to catch up. But
it's
yes,
tough.
I think it's just the situation right now.
It's tough. What would you say are some of the biggest assets, though, of Little Village, just as a neighborhood and as a center for economic activity?
I think culture and that strong sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
People will always come back to Little Village. That's where we find, you know, our food, our clothes, our medicine, all the things that are very unique to Mexican culture. And I think that that's what always keeps people coming back from far away, from people who moved out to the suburbs as well, always mm-hmm. return. And also that passion of entrepreneurship that keeps businesses opening. There's always new openings down the corridor. And if we see vacancies, they don't last very long. Which is something that keeps that area, exactly. It keeps the area exciting and new.
You know, as we talk about culture, I remember you mentioned earlier the Mexican Independence Day parade, right? You know, as part of your new role, part of your job is to organize, right? This is one of the largest annual parades in the country here in Chicago. So I wonder what's going through your mind as you start to prepare for the one coming up this year, especially considering all the challenges that many Mexican and Latin Americans are facing right now. We know of the troubles right now trying to cross the border into the U.S. this year. What are you thinking about?
I think for us, this is a very special moment to give space for Mexicans and also Central Americans who share this around the same date of independence, a place to be authentically them, to celebrate without feeling worried, to celebrate without being criticized, and to just feel like they can be together in one space. This is the first year that we're actually holding the event on the actual date of Mexican independence.
That's right.
So it's super exciting for us to be able to provide that platform.
Before we wrap, can you just shout out some more Little Village businesses that you think our listeners should know about? I'm thinking restaurants, shops, services. It might be hard to choose. I get it.
For clothes, beautiful, our, you know, indigenous clothes, Soleil. And then for food and snacks, I would say La Michoacana Plus. They just recently opened amazing paletas and mangonadas.
So good.
And El Churro Shop, which has an amazing variety of churros and shakes.
Yummy. We'll leave it there. Jennifer Aguilar is the new executive director of the Little Village Chamber of Commerce. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That episode of Reset was produced by Brenda Ruiz and edited by Ethan Schwab. Want to get to know Reset guests even better? Get exclusive recommendations from the Chicagoans we interview by signing up for our newsletter. Get that straight to your inbox every morning by signing up at wbez.org/reset. Thanks for spending part of your day with me. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Talk to you again soon.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.